From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, wolf on Tigers, Eagles. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Monday, June 16th, 2008. Wolf on Tigers, Eagles. Are we, what is this, some sort of Native American naming convention? Some sort of nature show? No, actually, we're going to be talking a little sports with our resident sports expert, Bill Wolf. And if you were watching any of the U.S. Open this weekend, you saw Tiger Woods do some amazing things, including a couple eagles, which is two under par. Now, on Sunday night, at one time, which is around 8:39 Eastern, here's what we're going on the three major networks. I still call them the three major networks because I wasn't watching Fox, which is, you know, another animal name, so I should have included it. You got golf on NBC. You got the NBA Finals, and it's the U.S. Open, very exciting. You got the NBA Finals on ABC. And then over on CBS, you have the Tony Awards. And I was just thinking to myself, you drew the Venn diagram, which Mark Garrison likes to draw, of those three things. You know who would be in the middle? Me. I'm the guy who lives and breathes both the NBA and In the Heights. So I was really excited and clicking back and forth, and I was just hoping if ESPN can come up with a musical, I'll be the first and, I suspect, last to buy tickets. So coming up on the show, we will talk about sports. We will also talk about taking a risk on Michael Jackson. It is exactly what one private equity firm wants to do, bringing the gloved one back to reality, or at least Las Vegas, some version of reality. Also, a chat with Mason Jennings about his new album, In the Ever. He'll perform a couple songs for us, too. Little note on Mason Jennings, could be the nicest man alive. Good singer, good writer. I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I did. And we will get today's headlines in just a minute. But first... summer in Europe, the Grand Tour, a time-honored tradition for college grads, recent retirees, and young lovers, and from time to time, leaders of the free world. President Bush is wrapping up a tour of Europe today, the UK leg of the trip. He's also been to Germany, France, Italy, and Slovenia. This will likely be his last trip to Europe before leaving office. What's notable is what you didn't hear much of this time, namely this.
Bush left CIA. How many kids did you say?
Those are anti-Bush protesters in London in 2003. Hundreds of thousands hit the streets to protest the war all over Europe when President Bush last came to town, or at least came to town then. But this time, it's not hundreds of thousands, more like hundreds. It's not that Europeans have suddenly fallen for the president. He's still unpopular there, but he's on his way out, and would-be protesters know it. NPR's Don Gagne noticed this as he traveled with the president.
I was here about a year, not quite, after the Iraq War started, in London, in virtually the exact same place I'm talking to you from right now.
Mm-hmm.
On a weekday, 100,000 people showed up to protest the war and the president's mere presence in this city.
Wow.
Today, I just went for a stroll, and I barely even saw a police officer, not a single protester. And it was the same in every other city we've been in on this trip. Ljubljana, Berlin, Rome, there were maybe hundreds of people out there protesting. But I can tell you, I couldn't find him.
That was NPR's Don Gagne talking with Andrea Seabrook. And protesters or not, there was still business to be done at the top of the president's agenda, Iran. A big focus of the trip was to round up European support for getting tougher on Iran. European ears perked up when he said this in Germany.
My first choice, of course, is to solve this diplomatically. All options are on the table.
All options on the table sounds harsh to Europeans because it leaves open the possibility of military action. President Bush did get support from the European Union for tighter sanctions against Iranian banks. But leaders there are still wary of another war in the Mideast. Western governments offered Iran new incentives to stop enriching uranium. Iran quickly said no thanks. President Bush criticized the snub while in France.
I'm disappointed that the leaders rejected this generous offer out of hand. It's an indication to the Iranian people that their leadership is willing to isolate them further.
The president returns home today. In the meantime, Europeans are looking ahead to the next grand tourist in chief. The Pew Global Attitudes Project found around two-thirds of Western European countries surveyed believe U.S. foreign policy will, quote, change for the better after the next president is sworn in next year. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with Korva Coleman.